The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
The Nonprofit Voice is a premier radio program featuring nonprofits on Long Island every Saturday morning. For the past 6 years, we have learned about, been inspired by, and celebrated hundreds of nonprofits in our community. The Nonprofit Voice is produced by Marketing Works, the only full-service marketing and public relations firm that works almost exclusively with nonprofit agencies. We pride ourselves on our reputation in creating strategic marketing and public relations campaigns, successful virtual, hybrid, and live events, as well as powerful social media and digital campaigns. As the leaders in nonprofit marketing, no other agency understands the industry as we do, and we are committed to the success of each and every one of our clients. Marketing Works hopes you enjoy this week's featured nonprofit. Good morning, this is Ron Gold from Marketing Works. The name of the show is The Nonprofit Voice, and I have some special guests, Andrea Riga. She is a CFO at Variety Child Learning Center. And I have Janet Koch from the new executive director at Variety Child Learning Center. Welcome to both of you. Andrea and Janet have been on the show many times, but through different locations or different agencies that they worked at. And where Andrea is now saying goodbye to all of us and retiring, Janet is just coming in and saying, hello, I'm ready to take the reins of this place. And I loved it. I was the public relations director there for 5 years with Marketing Works, and it was a great experience being with Janice and Andrea. What a team you guys had then. But I'm glad you kept a Janet, even though she's not Janice, it's still Janet and Andrea. Welcome to both of you. Janet?
Hi, Ron. Thank you for having us. So happy to be here.
Yeah, and I'm happy to have you, and you've come a long way in this profession, and you said this is the first time you're working with children.
Yes, so over 30 years working with people with special needs, but my entire career has been on Long Island, and it's been supporting adults mainly with different special needs. And so now to, you know, come to the other side to see the early stages of development from, you know, early diagnosis and being part of that it's already proven to be so very rewarding.
Oh, I'm sure. And the places that you came from, Free and Life's Work, are major players. And your experience level working for both of them is immense. So to come here and bring your knowledge to Variety Child Learning Center is great for everybody.
Yes, I'm hopeful about that, but following in some pretty big shoes, Janice Friedman, who had been with us for 47 years, just retired after a wonderful, wonderful career, making such a difference in the lives of kids on Long Island, and fortunate to have some overlap with Andrea here, who, as you know, is a powerhouse, shares a similar background to me in terms of finance, and she truly was a co-CEO with Jan for all of those years, or more than 25 years for Andrea.
I could vouch for that.
Yeah.
They both were on me all the time. And they were a great team because they'd work off each other.
Yes.
I mean, after working together, how many years were you there, Andrea?
I've been there 27 years.
Been there. That's been, good. Yeah, I didn't mean how long were you there. I don't have you written off yet.
Still there. We're holding on as long as we can.
But the reputations of you and Janice was so good. Wherever anyone talked about you, it was with the highest regard.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And it was an honor to be working with Jan for all those years. She is a wonderful person and devoted her life, really, to Variety and helping so many thousands of young children on Long Island with disabilities. She's amazing.
I have a picture of Janice and Andrea. I have to find it. The two of them came on the radio show the last time in sweatshirts.
To identify us.
Yeah, well, you work with kids. So how have you been doing through your first 6 months? Is that how long it's been?
I'm coming up on my sixth month. Busy, you know, coming out of COVID has been a lot for all organizations, but for us, even seeing the impact that it had on the young children that are starting to, you know, come into our preschool and all. And everything that you read on the news and hear on the news is all true. The impact of COVID was pretty significant, and the need for supports and services for children is very, very important. Probably, you know, more than it's ever been, the numbers, the changes in, you know, the needs, behavioral, autism, so much more significant. Yeah, so lots to be done, and, you know, happy to be a part of it and working with everyone doing that.
Well, Variety is known for being autism. Right, and that's how it's been throughout the years. What has children's mental health?
I'm going to just say that we do service children with autism, but we service children also who are not on the spectrum, and that's been who we've been forever. I think that the numbers of children who are diagnosed on the spectrum has certainly grown over the years, so the population has changed. But Variety does service children with and without autism. In terms of the growth, is that the question?
Yeah,
certainly, the numbers have increased dramatically. And as Janet had mentioned, coming out of COVID, we're seeing a huge increase in the number of children. And there are just not enough seats or therapists or special ed teachers available to provide the services right now that those children need. And we are constantly growing and looking how we can grow, but certainly stifled by the lack of staffing that's out there. And it's not just Variety, it's universal.
Now, when you first started, I mean, autism as a whole, people were saying that it's ADD, it's ADHD. They didn't get what autism really was. So you had your work cut out for you.
I think that that many people were not focused on diagnosing at that time what autism was or understanding it. And since I started many years ago, we're in a whole different place now. Pediatricians are educated in what the signs are, or to make recommendations for children to be evaluated. Regular or private nursery schools and daycare centers, staff are much more alerted and educated in many ways, because when they're licensed through different programs, they're going through training programs to understand the needs of children with disabilities. You now have universal pre-K programs growing all over. So where general ed teachers were not introduced to a lot of these issues or children with needs, they're more familiar with it now. And Variety years ago, not too long ago, we were very lucky to have had some opportunity to train some pediatricians who came through our site as part of their clinical runs, and they would meet with families and children, young children and families who had autism, to understand what the signs were. And that so that when they go into their practices, they would be able to recognize what the issues are and make recommendations to the family.
Janet, I wanted to ask you, because it seems like the news is filled with these stories about children with mental health and the mental health problems. Are you finding that at this school as well?
Of course, absolutely. And with the new school year, coming in September, we're already starting to screen kids and all, and we're seeing, you know, many, many behavioral challenges, speech and language delays, maybe even a little bit more significant than we've seen in the past, because people really were kind of isolated, you know, and from birth, these are the kids that were born during COVID, you know, so in the early stages of COVID. So yeah, for sure, we've seen that, you know, and we're working now because it's always changing. And even autism, right? And they say once you've met one person on the spectrum, you've only met one person on the spectrum.
Right.
Everybody's different. Everyone has different needs. And as a workforce, in a challenging time for workforce, we're continually educating ourselves, our speech therapist, our, you know, OT and PT, because the needs are changing and we have to be ready to support families and children as best as we can to continue to provide, you know, the wonderful services that Variety always has in maintaining that stellar reputation, but really more importantly, making the difference. You know, we met with someone not too long ago who was an alumni parent, and his son is now a flight attendant, and he had been to the school 28 years ago and could hardly speak.
Wow.
You know, so those are the success stories. I'll tell you, that's been a very rewarding part also.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we meet so many people. It's what brought me to Variety. It was an alumni parent. And it's nothing but amazing, fond memories, because early intervention, everybody knows that your services early on can truly make the difference. And when you're speaking about autism and speech in particular, I mean, those early, early years matter the most.
Well, you know, you had that conference where you brought in that
Temple Grandin. Yep.
It was amazing.
I was part of that with you. It was great. What an event it was.
I was sold out 1,000 seats in 5 minutes. And she was incredible.
She was incredible.
She was incredible.
She still is.
Yes.
You should bring her back.
She would be one person to bring back. She spoke very honestly and openly about who she was, the issues that she had as she was growing up, the issues she continues to have, what the children are probably feeling, how you should approach the children. She was wonderful.
I think out of all these...
She was great for the parents, for the staff, for everyone that was involved in that seminar. It was excellent.
And I can't stop talking about it when I see people and talk about autism and how great that event was. And, you know, Janet's had a lot of experience working with celebrities like Geraldo Rivera, you know, and saw the magnitude that a celebrity could bring anywhere they are.
Yep.
And it's just...
And anytime you're focusing on a person's capabilities and success, you know, because it's defined differently for different people. But it all still equates to success. So, you know, whether it's our alumni kids and seeing them become a flight attendant, or, you know, we have events coming up. We're excited to get back into having events. We have a casino night coming up in June.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, we do. Very
Where
excited.
Are you having it?
We're having it in
Prager Mattis. CPA firm. So in Woodbury.
Oh, they're actually giving us space, generously giving us space.
Isn't that nice?
Very nice. Yep.
So I had them as a client.
Yeah, and very generous, you know, in sharing of their space and all. But to get back out, you know, and have our events again is a wonderful, wonderful thing to bring the families together, which is also critical. You know, families become very isolated during COVID and when you have a child with special needs. And then hopefully coming in the fall, we'll have another gala, the first gala in many, many years. Mm-hmm. And that event, we already have some alumni students lined up to speak and
That's
to share their
the
success.
Yeah.
And again, you know, when you talk about success, the earlier we start the services for the children, the more successful they will become. But success is measured in many different ways. We have students that have come through our doors who didn't have language, who now have language and are able to live in a group home. Yep. And some have become flight attendants. Some have gone to college. But they're all successful because you look at that, you measure that very individually. But the fact that they came through our doors and we were able to provide services to them when they were very young, help them to become as successful as they are today in wherever they are in their lives.
You know, what's always amazing was that you knew everybody's name, even if they were there 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Oh, yeah, I remember him. I remember her. And that's exactly what Mike Smith does. He knows everybody for as long as they, you know, they take that. I know some CEOs that never got out of their offices. And then I know CEOs that have, and executive directors that have gotten down and gotten to know people. And I could talk about it when they had their golf outings or their galas. And the volunteers said, I've never met him. Mm-hmm. And what a difference it makes.
Makes a difference for us who are working there to be able to go downstairs and see all the children and go through our schools. We have more than one school now. And to walk through and to see the children and it gives you the energy to keep going.
Absolutely.
And to keep working every day and to keep fighting for what they need. And working with SED and DOH and OCFS and everyone, it gives meaning to what you're doing. So I always say that I'm lucky enough to have found a field that gives me that self-satisfaction, that I feel like I'm doing something for someone. And I know that Jana feels the same. She's spent her whole life in this.
Yeah.
But you know what's good about you? You work with children and then you go to the CPA conventions. You know? You put that hat on, right?
I guess that part of it becomes therapeutic in its own way. So.
Now, you had seen, of course, the article that was in Newsday, and it's been commented a number of times that I've heard. What is your feeling about that? And let's recap that.
In terms of the staffing, in terms of the needs, in terms of...
The needs.
The needs.
Yeah.
Well, the needs have been growing tremendously, and whether it came off of COVID or it was going to happen anyway is debatable. But the numbers of children that need services has been overwhelming. I can tell you that our staff go through packets, which are coming from different districts, of referrals of children that need services. We receive emails on a daily basis from school districts, from the county, from other agencies that children need services. We just heard from somebody my husband and I know. He said he was looking for mental health services, and they told him it's at least a 6 months wait right now. So it is as bad as what Newsday reported. And in terms of staffing, it's tough. You know, we would like to, we look at it, you know, opening up other classes and offering a different services. But what stops us, which didn't stop us 5 years ago, is can we staff it? Can we staff it appropriately? And unfortunately, many times the answer is no. And it's not just, it's a universal problem now, everywhere. Everyone's looking for. I was just speaking to somebody in California last night who works in special ed. They are desperate for staff.
Yeah.
Really? It's all about the money. I mean, the amount of money that, I don't know, the new budget that came out, I don't think it's, or it's not out completely
not yet.
Right.
But I don't think it addresses the COLA that you need.
No, the problem is that we went for a lot of years, you know, during COVID, schools like mine, we did not get money. There was a lot of money distributed out to the school districts. We were not, we were not recipients of those funds to begin with. So where we haven't had huge increases over the years, in fact, some increases was zero. So
is that incredible?
We've been over the years, and I've been doing this business for a long time, I've been on rate setting methodology committees back in Albany, you know, to review the rate setting and how the tuitions are set. And they really need to take that apart and look at it, because it's based on old numbers, and we're way past that. And also the children coming in have many more needs, so that where our tuition rate in the past probably paid for the average child coming in, our tuition rate is all inclusive. So whatever services the child needs, that tuition rate has to pay for.
And the average child has changed. The needs of an average child are quite different than what they were a number of years ago. So if somebody needed speech 2 times a week, now they need speech 5 times.
Oh, wow.
5 times per week. So, you know, that's the changing needs of the children, and that's what the article spoke to. You know, there's just not enough providers. There's never enough money. The staffing crisis that everyone is experiencing in every industry, and even with a COLA, you know, it, as Andrea said, we need to relook at the entire system, all of the rate setting, you know, to evaluate a child. It hasn't changed. Rates haven't changed in decades.
Right.
In decades. And you look at the cost of living and what has changed just in this past year. So, you know, the staff that we have, it's from the heart. It's because they're passionate.
They love working there.
And seeing the impact they make on these young little children's lives.
Yeah.
And it's everlasting, the impact.
And they have 2 and 3 jobs, because that's the only way they could live.
Some of them do.
Yes, for sure.
So what do you see for variety coming up now?
Yeah, so it's always that balance, right, of growth, because you need growth to continue. There's the need are there. We want to meet the demand of Long Island and our communities to be able to do that without taxing upon the staff in too big of a way. So obviously you work on fundraising and all of those key areas, but some areas that we're getting into a bit more the last couple of years and are looking to even further expand this year, we work with several school districts very closely and their UPK programs, the Universal Pre-K.
Right.
So more and more districts, you know, receiving more and more money and trying to support more kids in their community. We work with Island Tree School District in Levittown as a UPK provider.
You have another building there.
Yeah, we have another building.
A building and, two and buildings. A piece of another one.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. It's a wonderful relationship. And now Syosset this year, which is where our main preschool is, but now we'll be having two UPK classes in our Syosset building. And those are inclusionary classes. We integrate them so that these kids, you know, have opportunity hopefully to go on into kindergarten, maybe in a typical school setting and maybe not, you know, and identifying whatever their needs are. But the UPK is definitely a direction that Variety has been going the past few years and continuing to provide related services to all the kids in need.
So give me your website and your phone number in the last 30 seconds we have.
Sure. www.variety. It's VCLC. .org, and our phone number is
516-921-7171.
Well, Andrea, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
In your retirement.
Thank you. And not going so fast.
Not yet.
So.
Not yet.
We still have another. And Janet, I wish you the best of luck there and hope we have the opportunity to see you again on the radio.
Thank you so very much. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
This is Ron from Marketing Works. And the name of the show is A Nonprofit Voice, and we'll be back in a minute.